Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us again today. I'm sure some of you are familiar with this little book. It's called A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, written away back in 1843, all about this character, Ebenezer Scrooge, who was miserly, stingy, angry, proud, and yet had a wonderful change of heart throughout the course of the story. And there's so many wonderful lessons that we can learn, even from a book like this. I don't know much about Charles Dickens as an individual. I don't know whether he was a born-again believer or not. But this little book certainly brings some truths to bear that are well worth considering. Now, if you're familiar with the story of A Christmas Carol, you will know that Ebenezer Scrooge was not a popular individual. He was very much alone in this world. He didn't have much of a family. He was never married. He never had children. His sister died whenever he was a relatively young man. He was full of bitterness, full of anger, full of contempt, and lived for self and lived for financial gain and financial prosperity. But he was miserable. He was unhappy living for self like that. And you know the story, his business partner had died 7 years previous whenever the book commences. And then one Christmas Eve, the ghost of Jacob Marley comes and speaks to Ebenezer Scrooge about the way that he's living, about the consequences of continuing on to live that type of lifestyle, and tells him that that night he's going to be visited by three spirits. He's going to be taken to the past, he's going to consider the present, and he's going to look at the future. And the result is that Ebenezer Scrooge has a change of heart, he amends his ways, and he lives out his last days for the good and for the benefit of others. Now, I'm sure many of you today would be insulted if you were compared at all with Ebenezer Scrooge. But let me just read a quote from this book at the beginning. Charles Dickens, describing the type of man that Ebenezer Scrooge is, says, "But he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel had ever struck out generous fire. Secret, self-contained, and solitary as an oyster." What a description for this old man, a covetous old sinner. And yet the reality is that all of us, to some degree or other, are covetous. Even the Apostle Paul, whenever he considered, before his conversion to Christ, who he was proud, he was religious, he endeavoured to keep the law of God, he described himself as being blameless, as touching the law of God, that is. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, of the tribe of Benjamin, of the stock of Israel, a very proud individual. But yet Paul discovered, as he looked at the Ten Commandments and thought about the last one, that he was covetous. And covetousness is one of those sins that is very easily hidden. You know, if somebody went out and committed murder or robbed a bank or lived as a drunkard or an adulterer or a fornicator, people would know all about that. It's an open external thing, but covetousness is something that we can hide so very easily. And yet the Bible says, take heed and beware of covetousness. Covetousness is the inordinate desire for things that God, in his providence, hasn't been pleased to give us. It's to be jealous of the things that other people have. It's to have a lust and a desire for material possessions, thinking that those things will make us happy in and of themselves. And sadly, even at this time of the year, we can be taken up with covetousness, materialism, the desire for things. And yet the Bible says we're to set our affections on things in heaven, not on the things of the earth. And the result of Scrooge's covetousness was he was lonely. He was destitute. He was empty inside. And maybe today that's a little bit like you. I'm not sure who you are or where you're from or what your background is, but maybe a little bit you're like Ebenezer Scrooge. Don't like that to be said. It's not very flattering. But covetousness and this sense of emptiness inside, and also the fact that Charles Dickens says he was a covetous old sinner. The Bible says we're all sinners, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. But you know, it doesn't have to be that way. This man had a change of heart, and the Bible says we can be changed as well. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So join us over the next day or two as we think just a little bit about A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge, and let's think about our past, your past, our present, and let's think as well about the future, and especially about eternity. And may we get our priorities right. Thank you for joining us. May God bless you, and we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.